Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My client, Fry Corporation, is in the business of owning and operating shopping centers. In this case, he owned and operated this particular center for over 40 years, leasing to grocery stores and other businesses, including those people who would sell and distribute alcoholic liquor. In this case, Mr. Fry lost that right to lease to persons who would sell alcoholic liquor in a proceeding before the City of Peoria Liquor Commission, in which the liquor commissioner revoked Mr. Fry's land use right to use his property in this manner. There's solid evidence, I believe, that there was no due process in this case. The evidence is pretty clear that the liquor commissioner ordered the revocation of the site approval. The hearing was adjudicative in nature. Fry was not a party to it. No notice was given to Mr. Fry.
But the problem here is that the state law is clear that a liquor license can only be revoked after a hearing, but there's no similar provision in state law or in the city code about site approvals. So how did Fry have a protected property interest in the site approval?
Because this is not a liquor licensing issue. This is a land use issue. And that is the problem that occurred in the district court level, because the court failed to distinguish between the right that was taken from Mr. Fry, which was a zoning right, and the liquor license.
Did you make that zoning right land use argument below?
Yes, Your Honor, we did.
Can you direct me to where you did that?
It was made and acknowledged by the defendant's brief, and I can cite to that particular location in the brief, and that was in the defendant's document number 23 at page 15. They specifically commented on the zoning issue in the context of this type of situation.
And where did you raise it?
Well, we raised it in the cases that we cited, Your Honor, and
in the district court.
At the district court level, and this particular comment by the defendant was a comment directly related to that. Now, granted,
just remind us, what's the key case that you cited to the district court?
I don't recall exactly the case, Your Honor. It was a zoning case in which the right to sell and distribute alcoholic liquor was disallowed.
And you didn't cite it in the brief to us.
Pardon me?
In your brief that you filed before this court, you didn't cite that case.
I believe we did, Your Honor. And I might say that I acknowledge there wasn't much discussion about this at the district court level. However, it was before the court. I believe the parties assumed, both of them, assumed that we had a protected property right, and therefore there was very little discussion about whether or not this land use right was a protected property right. The discussion really concerned process, and I think that's pervasive throughout the entire argument and the cross motions for summary judgment.
I believe Judge Ripple had a question.
Well, I was wondering, your client was present at the hearing, was he not?
He was, Your Honor. He was present. He had learned of the liquor hearing. Now, mind you, this was a liquor hearing.
He had a chance. In fact, he cross-examined one of the witnesses.
He was allowed to cross-examine a couple of the witnesses. He was not, however, given notice of this hearing, and he was not made a party.
No, for purpose of notice is to tell you there's going to be a hearing and give you a reasonable opportunity to participate. It seems like he had that.
I disagree with that, Your Honor. I don't think it was reasonable because at least the procedural due process standard requires a fair and reasonable right to present evidence and defend the case. That was not given in this case from a reading of the transcript from that hearing.
Did he proffer any evidence and the presiding commissioner said he wouldn't hear it?
He asked, I believe the attorney who was present at that time, asked to present evidence, and that opportunity was denied.
And what was that evidence going to be? There was strong evidence of the sale of Viagra by the liquor license holder, right?
I think that's unquestioned.
And that's unquestioned. A violation.
I think there's no dispute that the liquor licensee violated the ordinance. The issue.
Okay, so then the license gets revoked, and the site approval has nothing to attach to.
That's not correct, because there's nothing. This hearing was a hearing conducted under the state enabling legislation relating to liquor licensing. There is nothing in the state enabling statute that allows for site approval, either approval or disapproval, and therefore it's not even an issue in a state in a proceeding at a liquor license. This ordinance, the site approval ordinance, is actually a zoning ordinance. If you look at it, you look through the content of this, this is a zoning classification dressed up in a different form. It is an ordinance directed to what uses can be put to a person's land. That is the subject of the state zoning enabling legislation.
Now, if your client had been able to retain this site authorization, what would it have gotten him? What would he be able to do with that site authorization, given the restrictions on liquor licenses once there's been a revocation for that site?
Well, the restrictions on liquor licenses only go to subsequent licensees, and I believe that the state law says that a license, and not the use of the property, but a license may not be given to another licensee. He could have leased it to another person for that purpose. And once that site approval was removed, it was through the action of the local commissioner, I might add, has no authority whatsoever, not given by city ordinance or state law to
take the action. Suppose he had gotten another lessee. The lessee would still be precluded from getting a liquor license for a certain period of time, would he not?
That's correct under state law, but that would not...
So what value would this site authorization be to your client until the land was, in effect, eligible for another liquor license?
Well, at the expiration of that mandatory one-year period, he could lease to another person who could then qualify for a liquor license.
Or he could have gotten the site authorization again.
Well, yeah, I understand that it's suggested that he can go out and apply for it again, but if a right is taken from him improperly, it seems to me that it's not a requirement that he go out and ask for the return of a right that's been improperly taken from him.
So are you making it seems like you're making a constitutional argument with respect to this site approval ordinance. Did you raise that before the district court?
Yes, we did. In fact, we raised the issue that site approval is not licensing. It's distinguished from licensing. That is the fundamental issue in this case. What was taken from Mr. Fry was not a license. It was his right to use his property in a zoning context. And only because the city happened to put this ordinance in a separate section rather than a zoning ordinance has this issue arisen.
And you made the argument that it was a constitutional violation, that the code as well as the Illinois statute was unconstitutional. And what did you argue before the district court? You know, what constitutional violation was there, and what specifically did you argue?
Well, we argued...
Because the other side, the defendants have claimed that this is waived because you didn't really spell this out before the district court.
I believe we did spell it out, although I grant you there wasn't much discussion made on this point because I believe both parties felt that this was a protected property right, and the discussion concerned process. Once the district court said, hey, there's no protected property right here, Now we have more completely briefed this issue, but in fact what was taken was a right to use land that's basically a zoning classification.
Do you argue a substantive due process violation or a procedural one?
I believe we did.
What is your substantive due process?
Substantive due process argument is that this commissioner had no authority to, not conferred under ordinance or state law to enter an order revoking site approval. That's an irrational, it's invidious, basically, under the Coniston case, I believe, where they discussed the what would constitute a substantive due process claim. I think it's also procedural in that it is a random and unauthorized act with no post-deprivation remedy available to it.
All right. Your time has expired. I'll give you a minute for rebuttal. We had a lot of questions for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Williams? You may proceed.
May it please the Court, Counsel. My name is Sunny Cho Williams, and I'm the Interim Corporation Counsel for the City of Peoria. And today, on behalf of the City, I respectfully request this Court to affirm the District Court's decision in granting the City's motion for summary judgment and denying Fry's motion for summary judgment based upon four set forth reasons. One, as the District Court correctly pointed out, site approval for the sale of alcohol at a particular location is not a property right. It's not a fundamental right. And this is because both state law and local ordinance allow the automatic cessation or termination of the site approval upon the revocation of a liquor license for that particular location. Two, Fry could have applied for site approval for retail sale of alcohol after the one-year cooling period, but failed to do so and failed to exhaust the available remedy and cannot avail itself of the injunctive relief because it failed to take that remedy. Three, Fry's untimely zoning argument should not be considered by this court because I read all the briefings and the pleadings. There is no mention of zoning argument at all in Fry's complaint.
Is Mr. Leiter wrong about that? Where he referred to some document in which you conceded?
No, I mean, the city never conceded this is a zoning issue.
Are you familiar with that document that he referred to?
I couldn't find it, and I couldn't find the reference to the document. We've never mentioned in any of our motion for summary judgment, response to the motion for summary, Fry's motion for summary judgment, the reply for our motion for summary judgment, there's nothing in there regarding that the city ever conceded that this is a zoning matter. It is not a zoning matter. So, the fourth reason, there is no genuine issue of material fact. In Fry's reply, they bring out this argument that there is the genuine issue of material fact. But quite simply put, Fry failed to bring forth any disputed material facts presented by the city in its response, and by failing to respond and providing supporting record, and they must cite supporting record, in which they failed to do that in a support. So for those four reasons, that this court should affirm the district court's decision.
Let me ask you this. Now, you've said that Fry received process because he had an opportunity at the hearing for his counsel to cross-examine and to be present, but the issue, as counsel pointed out, was the liquor license, and his position is Fry didn't have an opportunity to be heard about site approval.
Well, Fry did not own the liquor license. Its tenant did, and there's no dispute that that's the case in point, in which this court has held the right to hold a liquor license is a property right. But there's no decision by this court or anywhere, any substantive ruling in which a site approval is determined to be a property right. Although Fry uses and throws out the language and the words of substantive due process, that's a misnomer in this case. Fry misunderstands what a substantive due process is. Substantive due process is protects the citizens from unreasonable government intrusion on a fundamental right, a right to privacy, a right to education. Those are fundamental rights. There is no fundamental right to the ability to sell alcohol for a particular location. And the crux of this case is that Fry claims that it has due procedural due process before site approval is revoked. But that, again, as the district court correctly analyzed and correctly pointed out, the city of Peoria has two mechanisms for a business to sell alcohol. One is that location has to be site approved for the ability for that that location to be the appropriate location for the sale of alcohol. And two, the seller itself has to have the liquor license. And as this court has held in cases like, I think, Mystic Club, there is a right to a liquor license holder, but there is no such right conferred to the site approved for the site approval. In fact, in order for, as the court thoroughly and thoughtfully analyzed the case and read to this applicable case, to this situation, the court must look at what type of functions are conferred by both the state law and by the local ordinance. In this case, site approval goes to the location itself. And under the section, I believe, 3-97 of the Code of City of Peoria, once the site approval is granted by the city council for that location, it remains on that location unless, there is a cessation of the regular use of the sale of alcohol at that location for a period more than 12 months, and two, the liquor license at that location has been revoked, in which, in this case, it has been revoked. There's no dispute that the tenant, the liquor license holder, had violated a state statute, a criminal statute, and that is a cause for the revocation. There's no denying of that. And based upon the Illinois Liquor Control Act, under section cited by our brief, and also the city code, there is a cessation of that site approval upon the termination of the liquor license for that location. So the site approval, again, is not a property right. It can be terminated by the act of a third party. And the Illinois Liquor Control Act, in concert with the City of Peoria Liquor Code, provides that specifically site approval for a location ceases and terminates upon the revocation of a liquor license holder. Now, as to the point number two, Fry could have applied for site approval after the one-year period. It failed to do that. Therefore, the district court correctly pointed out Fry doesn't get injunctive relief. Availing itself of the remedy has to be one of the barrier that you have to overcome in order to seek injunctive relief. In this case, there's no dispute the one-year cooling-off period ended, and Fry did not do that. Availing itself of the available remedy does not guarantee the remedy. You know, Fry may come up and say, well, you know, if we did apply, we would have never been granted site approval by City Council. That's not one of the requirements under the for injunctive relief. You have to avail yourself, even though you do not have the guaranteed outcome. In addition, this site approval, again, is not a property right, and therefore there's no constitutional implication. This is a state action in which, if there's no constitutional implication, this federal courts should not intervene in a state action without any constitutional implication, and there are none. Fry has not proved them. As to point number three, Fry brings out this convoluted zoning argument for the first time in his brief. And as I stated before, I read through all the pleadings. Nothing comes out that Fry ever made any zoning argument and should not be considered by this court. Even if this court considers that argument, Fry misconstrues and misinterprets the zoning regulations and the site approval process for the ability to sell alcohol. If this court buys Fry's contention that somehow if you got a zoning of C2 and one of the permitted use was a tavern, that you have an automatic right to that tavern, that would nullify and make meaningless all the whole entire Chapter 3 of the Code of City of Peoria, specifically site approval process. The ability for the locals to regulate and control alcohol is conferred under the 21st Amendment, not the zoning regulation. And that, because the 21st Amendment lifted that prohibition to the ability to sell alcohol, it has to be construed against the sale of alcohol. As to the fourth point, again, because Fry did not respond to the city's motion for summary judgment, where we presented undisputed material facts, and because they failed to properly cite the records, the district court found no genuine issue of material fact. And for those reasons, the City of Peoria requests this court to affirm the district court's finding for all the arguments presented today and the arguments presented in its brief. Thank you.
1 minute, Mr. Leitner.
I believe the issue before the court is this a property right or is it not? The district court said it was not. I submit to this court that this, in fact, is a land use classification. It is zoning. Again, I refer to document 23, page 9, I believe, and the defendant's own motion where they refer to the zoning issue. Secondly, the comments that site approval is automatically revoked under the state law is simply not true. The word site approval doesn't appear anywhere in the Liquor Control Act. It just doesn't appear. The right to use a person's property is, in fact, a fundamental right. This court has recognized that fundamental right in plan classification and rezoning matters in numerous cases. A rezoning of property, a downzoning, if you will, which now, is what
you say
this
it
is.
Doesn't appear in the Liquor Control Act, but in 5.7-13, doesn't it refer to selling alcohol in the premises described in the revoked license?
It does say that, but what that's referring to is a subsequent licensee. It's not referring to the right of the property owner to have liquor sales at that site. It doesn't use the word site approval. It talks about licensee only. And I submit that that's a major distinction. That's why the Illinois Liquor Control Board dismissed this appeal for lack of jurisdiction. They said, we don't have anything to do with site approval. And that's true. They do not. There's nothing in the state enabling statute that talks about site approval. I also might add that the city's argument about home rule is also a non-starter because matters of zoning and land use classification are preempted in the state law.
All right. Your time has expired.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Light. The case will be taken under advisement.